Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Soundsington Media!
I'm Brian Holden.
And I'm Meredith Stepien. And welcome to another episode of Reaching Out from Reach, a space podcast for kids.
Meredith, I love these Reaching Out minisodes where we get the chance to answer real questions about space from kids around the world.
Same here.
And this week's question comes from Addison in Canada, who asked,
I'm Addison and I live in Canada. And my space question is Pluto really a planet?
I've been wondering the same thing.
Well, you know what, Meredith? You and Addison are in luck. Because a few weeks ago, we had the chance to talk with Dr. Aaron Geller, an astronomer at the Adler Planetarium and Northwestern University. We asked him about Pluto's planetary status, and here's what he had to say.
That is a great question, and I get asked that a lot, and you know, astronomers do. So the formal answer is no, Pluto is not a planet.
Ooh.
Yes, I know, it's a controversial topic, but instead we call it a dwarf planet. When I was growing up, we still called Pluto a planet. And you know, I like Pluto. But with more sensitive observations that we have now of the outer part of our solar system, we've learned that there are actually a bunch of dwarf planets that are similar in size and orbit to Pluto. So Pluto is actually not unique. It has not been able to clear out all these dwarf planets and asteroids and rocks that are in its orbit. On the other hand, Earth and all the other planets in our solar system have been able to do that. And so that's one distinction that makes Pluto not get the term planet anymore. So basically, astronomers decided to change how we talk about Pluto to make things a little simpler and how we catalog all these other new Pluto-like objects, dwarf planets in the outer solar system.
Wow, thanks so much to Addison for the great question. To learn more from Pluto's surface, craters, and potentially even volcanic activity, check out our first episode of Reach entitled What is Space? Wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, Meredith, do we have time for one more question?
Absolutely.
Well, we have an email from Alex in Utah who asked, I wanted to know what the biggest star is, how big is it, and what's its name, and how far away is it from Earth?
Great question.
If we're talking about our solar system, Alex, the Sun is the biggest star at a whopping 864,000 miles in diameter. It's over 94 million miles from Earth.
But that doesn't even compare to the physical size of UY Scuti, a hypergiant about 1,700 times wider than our Sun and over 5,100 light years from the Earth.
That's a long drive.
More like a long trip on a rocket ship.
Thanks again for the great questions, Addison and Alex.
And if you have a question about space for a future episode of Reaching Out, get your parents' permission and give us a call at 312-248-3402. Then just leave us a message with your first name, where you're from, and your question for a chance to be featured in an upcoming episode.
We can also accept your questions via email. Just send us your first name, where you're from, and what question you'd like answered to reachthepodcast@gmail.com.
That's it this week for Reaching Out. We're your hosts, Meredith Stepien
and Brian Holden. Reach is produced by Sandy Marshall and Nate DeFort, and edited by Nate DeFort.
Our theme song and additional music was composed by Jesse Case.
Our logo was created by Stephen Lyons.
We're back next week with a full episode of Reach, a space podcast for kids.
Reach is a production of Soundsington Media, committed to making quality programming for young audiences and the young at heart. For more information on our shows and the people behind them, go to soundsingtonmedia.com.
We've all been there. You're standing in a museum staring at a painting and all you can think is, I don't get it. To me, knowing the story behind an artwork is a huge part of knowing how to look at it. I'm Amanda, the host of the Art of History podcast, where we view history through the lens of some really great works of art. Each episode, we dive deep into the bigger picture behind some familiar and maybe not so familiar pieces. Check out Art of History now wherever you get your podcasts.